Okay, we are up to Mitzvah Nun Hei, the 55th Mitzvah of the Torah, according to the count of the Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Chinuch, which Mitzvah is this? Mitzvah is based in Ladun Benizkei Hev'er, that there's an obligation on the beast and to judge certain damages that are done by specifically a behemoth, specifically a domestic animal that grazes or tramples in someone else's property. So let's see what the Chinuch has to say. Ladun Benizkei Yishva Regel, that's based on his obligation to judge cases or damages of tooth and foot, literally. Klomar misha hizik lachaveru nezek haba mechamasa shein o mechamasa regel. This means to say that someone who causes damage to his friend through a damage that comes by anything with the teeth or with the feet, kagon shehichnis behemto, like for example, his animal went into besedei chaveru, into his friend's field, ve'achla sham ohef sida yon kosav be'avra sham beragleha. So what happens? The animal goes into his friend's field and eats some of the food from there, the grass, whatever it is, eats something from the friend, and it causes a loss. Or it tramples like the yonkosav, like the saplings of another animal or something like that, with its feet, killing them evidently. Sheish alino lechevo b'tashlumin min ha'idis shelo kol ma shehefsid, that we have the obligation to implement a repayment policy, that this guy has to pay back from his like best field for that which he caused a loss to his fellow man. Shenemar ki yaver ish vigomer. The pasuk says, if a man is yaver, this means that like if a man causes grazing in someone else's field, so that's what the pasuk is talking about. Uferishu zechorim l'racha dahinu shein. Chazal explain that what does it mean causes grazing? It means that there's causing grazing with some animal's teeth that they eat the food in the guy's field. Umasha. And then it says after that as well, v'shilach es bi'iro, that the pasuk says that he shall like let his animal loose. V'gomer perish v'zochrom l'vracha dahinu regel. So what does it mean that you know let his animal loose? It means that he's going to do something on foot. V'nemar al shneihem, meaning do some sort of trampling. V'nemar al shneihem, and it said on both of these on both of these meitav sadehu meitav karmo yishalim, that of the best of this guy's field or the best of his vineyard, he has to pay this other guy. Okay, that's the mitzvah. Shoresh mitzvahs hamishpat yadua. Everyone knows that at this point the root of all these mitzvahs is about law and order. We have to keep law and order in the world. Dineha, the laws are kigon mahim hamekomos shechayven sham al hashen v'aregel, or the places that one would be liable if their animal attacked it or caused damage with his teeth or with his feet. Umahin shein chayven b'henem, what areas one is not liable for. And there's also the difference in the halacha between, let's say, the animal ate something that was fitting for it or something that was not fitting for it. And similarly, not just that, but let's say the animal ate something that was fitting for it, like a shas dechak, like the animal, there's like food that the animal loves to eat that he normally eats. There's the food that the animal never should be eating. That's, I guess, something toxic, God forbid, or not even that, something that's just not, has no value whatsoever. And then there's something that's like, okay, it adds some value, something that, in a worst case scenario, if you're in the middle of nowhere and you only have this food, you can eat it shas techak. What is that? Kigon, parash, achlaus, orim, like you have a cow that eats barley, v'chamar karshinen odagim. You have a donkey that eats karshinin, which is like a vetch or something like that, or he eats fish. V'chazir sh'achal basar, and the pig that eats meat. V'kelev sh'liklik es Hashem. And I like the word liklik. It's literally, it's how does a kelev eat? How does a dog eat? They like lick it up. So v'kelev sh'liklik es Hashem. If a dog that licked up, with his tongue, he licked up some oil. V'chatul sh'achal tamarim, and you have a cat that ate dates. So all these cases are cases of animals who are eating something that is just not their normal thing to be eating, but still they get some benefit out of it. And if the animal got benefit out of this, then you have to pay whatever the benefit was. What does that mean, you have to pay whatever the benefit was? Well, let's say you normally feed your dog two bowls. I don't know how this works, but let's say you feed your dog two bowls of dog food a day. And he went to someone else's property and he ate some oil, and that basically said that you only have to feed this dog 1.5 bowls today. So now you have to pay whatever was benefited. So so let's say lots of oil was eaten up, but it was only equal to essentially, from your perspective, a half a bowl of food. So all you have to do is pay him a half a bowl of food worth of reimbursements. V'yeter prateh, and the rest of these laws, are all found in Megitin uvakama, and Meseches Gitin, and Meseches Bavakama. V'hasam amrin and Perek HaChovel, and this is what they say in Perakah Chovel and Bava Kama, ki ka amar Rava deshor b'shor govin uso bevavel b'shein uveregel to mu'adin mitchilasan ninhu. Right, so it's an interesting idea because normally let's translate and then we'll explain. So the Rava said that if you have damages that are caused by one ox to another, that they're to be collected in Bavel. And when he said this, he meant specifically damages by tooth or by foot, right? Because regarding this, they are considered mu'ad. What does that mean, mu'ad? Normally we understand that to be like a habitual killer, but no, it's a habitual offender right from the start, meaning because the animal, the second he eats, he's considered a mu'ad for regarding eating from the beginning, and therefore you have to pay. And so the reason why this is interesting is because it sounds weird that one ox is attacking another ox and you have to pay. We understood from the previous mitzvah when we learned, or one of the earlier mitzvahs that we learned, that it only really applies in Eretz Yisrael with smuchin and everything. So how can it be that you have to pay in Bavel? So it must be that this is not specifically talking about a goring. It's talking about when one ox takes some food or one ox tramples the saplings of another one. Okay, a little bit more. V'noheges b'zecharm shaleihen al asos hadin. And we know this applies only to men because they have the obligation to mete out justice. U'mikol makom hanakivos b'chlal din hatashlumin bein hiziko o huzku. Right? Nonetheless, we know that women are included under this law of payment of damages, whether it's they caused it, their animal caused it, or they suffered it, they will have to, they're involved in this. Uves din ha'over aleha v'lo dan din zek moshakasuv b'tel ase. And if you have a beis din that violates this mitzvah ase and doesn't judge the cases that we just wrote about, then this beis din is going to be mevatel an ase. They're going to be nullifying a positive commandment, which is not a good thing to do. That brings us to the end of mitzvah nun hei, and God willing, next time we'll continue with mitzvah nun vav, but for now we'll stop right here.